persons who are online now. So just to let you all know that we plan to record this session. So if, you know, we find that there's tremendous value that others may be able to have, we would be able to put it on our website so that we can access it. Okay. Good morning to everyone. I am Kamala Ramprasad Da Silva, Chief Executive Officer of the Caribbean Corporate Governance Institute. It is my pleasure to welcome you to this morning's one-hour session on the governance response to COVID-19. A recent Netflix series entitled Pandemic shows that the medical community has been preparing for many years for the likelihood of another flu outbreak, having battled the swine flu, H1N1, and Ebola. Still, the outbreak of coronavirus has taken the world by surprise. So today we are in a pandemic, and everyone is trying to follow WHO guidelines to flatten the curve and reduce the spread of COVID-19. Many countries have responded to the crisis in very significant ways because of the gravity of the situation. As of today, March 19th, the number of persons infected
Kamala, I think you're on mute for some reason.
Forgive. Stem the spread, many countries have closed their borders. Today, we need to discuss the implications of the current fight and to determine how we can support our businesses to continue economic activity, even while paying heed to the employees to be protected from infection. To quote Omar Hassan writing in The Independent yesterday, just as important as fighting the virus, if not more important, is vaccinating our economies against the incoming pandemic of panic. Human suffering can come in the form of illness and death, but it can also be experienced as not being able to pay the bill or losing your home. One final thought before I hand over to the panel. When I first conceived of this idea, a concern was expressed that we ensure we are not sending a message to boards to take over the management role. Therefore, I wish to emphasize that boards are intended to provide support to their management team in times of crisis. COVID-19 is a global crisis. It is affecting not just our health, but our supply chain and our businesses. Life is not normal. We have been encouraged to practice social distancing and to do what we can to flatten the curve. Boards need to understand the implications of this for their management team and know how to provide guidance. We accept that no one is an expert in this unprecedented situation. However, looking at the responses from different countries, we can review and provide support to each other. As we are navigating uncharted territory, the CCGI has brought together a panel to discuss how we can provide that guidance and assistance to each other. Our panel moderator this morning is our chairman, Mr. Nigel Romano. He is joined by the CEO of the Barbados Stock Exchange, Mr. Marlon Yard, who is also a CCGI director. We are to be joined by Avia Lindy, CEO of the Metro Office and Computer Supplies in Guyana. She's also a board member of the Rotary Club of Georgetown Central. We are also to be joined by Mr. Lloyd Distant and Mr. Trevor Ferron, President and CEO, respectively, of the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce. And also, and that was the call that came into my phone a short while ago, Mr. Michael Anistet, who is the former Senator and General Secretary of NATOC. We are also joined, and she is online, by the Senior Vice President of People and Culture from Massey, Ms. Julie Avey. And definitely, we are looking at how we manage the people response to this entire situation. So I will now mute my microphone and hand you over to our chairman and moderator for this morning's proceedings, Mr. Nigel Romano.
Thank you. Thank you, Kamala, and thank you all for joining. This is quite an unprecedented situation we are facing here. And as the infections and deaths continue to spread around the globe, it is time, I believe, for corporate boards to assess the impact of what could be a prolonged fight to contain the illness and to mitigate the impact on their businesses. We know for a fact that hotels, restaurants, movie theaters, entertainers, taxi drivers, airlines, even doubles vendors and coconut vendors are being severely impacted. And of course, the people who work for them. Companies that rely on China to purchase many of their products can also expect to see a slowdown in sales. The good news this morning out of China is that they have not recorded any local incidents. The 30-something that they reported this morning were all imported cases. So that's a good thing. For me, it will be important for boards to attack this problem by anticipating how the spread of the coronavirus will affect their stakeholders, and then communicate how the company plans to deal with those issues. Again, we don't have all the answers, but we should be asking the right questions and ensuring that we involve all stakeholders. So do we have a set of crisis scenarios to guide the development and execution of response plans? How will this impact employees? How will this impact our customers, suppliers, financiers? So the banks should be very much involved in this conversation, and we should be talking to our banks.